Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We pray for the church that the light of the gospel of salvation be proclaimed and the gifts of God be shared. Lord of the church, in mercy, hear our prayer. We pray this day for our nation and for all nations of the world, that there be an end to hostilities and that times of peacefulness everywhere prevail. Lord of all times and all people, in mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our ministry partner, We Care of Benton County. Give them discernment and wisdom in how they bring care to those they serve. Guard them from being overwhelmed with the challenges they see in the people they serve. Grant that we walk in the light of Christ and together praise our gracious God for all he has done for us. Lord of all generations,
in mercy hear our prayer.
Lord, this day we pray for the churches in Philomath and those that we're partnered with, and specifically those gathered at Living Faith Community Church. Give them renewed energy this year as they seek to serve their members and also the Philomath community. Lord, also today we pray for Emmanuel Lutheran Church and Vicar Dollar and Pastor Larry as they lead the worship services there and as they gather the saints in Albany. Strengthen our bond, whether at Emmanuel or Living Faith. Strengthen that bond of the unity that we have in Jesus. Grant that we walk in the light of Christ and together praise our gracious God for all that he has done for us. In mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all sorts and conditions of people, especially for the hospitalized and those who are shut in during this season. We pray for those whose lives are in transition, the unemployed, those who are downcast or grieving, and all those for whom our petitions are desired. Lord, today we uplift those mourning the loss of loved ones. For Tiffany Smith's family, mourning the loss of Mac. For Paul Meyer's family, mourning his death this week. Also for Lorraine Doughty's family that mourn her passing. And also for the family of Arlene Hines, as she too passed away this last week. That each family feel your presence and is strengthened in the promises of Jesus as they gather together and mourn. Lord, also for those to this day who are sick or recovering, Kai, Bev, Haley, Paul, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Svenja, Gladys, Kenzie, Addie, Anita, Bill, Gary Haynes, Andrew, Kayla, Marion, Tom, Chuck, Holly, Ann, the Floxbart family, Linda Geisel, Cheryl, Julie, Rich, Art, also Kathy Barrett, and also Donna Weiss. Lord, finally we uplift Dottie Farrell, those others as well that are celebrating birthdays, Joyce and Alicia and Byron. And we thank you for the gift of life in each moment that they have been given and pray that you would continue to walk with them in life ahead. Lord of care and grace, in mercy, hear our prayer. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive a final blessing from the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his everlasting peace. Amen. We close with our final song, In His Time.